From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Cayman Islands' new leader outlines his plans to revive its economy. Caribbean countries take the case for cheaper drugs to treat AIDS to the WTO talks in Qatar. And as election fever heightens in St. Lucia, news of a new third political party. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Cayman Islands legislators have removed the leader of the government business, Kurt Tibbetts. He was immediately replaced by Tourism Minister and Deputy Leader W. Makiva Bush, who led the revolt. 11 of the 15 legislators said they had no confidence in Mr. Tibbetts, who had been in the job for only a year. Mr. Bush, the new leader of the Caymans, told me where the former leader, Mr. Tibbetts, went wrong.
The political leader of government business did not communicate, did not talk to the backbenchers, and things that should have been discussed with them, like a reduction of duties on fees, on transfer of lands and properties. They did not know of a final decision. There was no real communication. Over the past several months, from about May, business community members and our backbench supporters were talking to me and telling me, look, something got to be done.